This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, that's right. The Drive is live, and T-Mill is back as well. As I see him with that, he went Jose Altuve with the shirt today. I see you out there, and you can see him, too, if you're on YouTube and Twitch.
Go.
That's right. And Clint Sterner in the building right here as well, as we are in Katy. We are a stop 7 here in Katy at Star Sports Bar and Grill. Make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, Clint. And I've heard now. I've heard the bugs are good here. That's what I've heard. I've heard from a lot of folks that the bugs are good here. So we know you are the bug connoisseur and the judge, and you do your thing every week. This feels like this could be a 6-pounder for you. I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit more, but come on out and get it.
Yeah, look, Ron. I don't tell you I'm good at much or I'm great at much, but this is one of those that there is no doubt about it. Connoisseur is putting it light. I mean, there ought to be some kind of ranking, Sterner ranking out there when it comes to crawfish.
You should have
a public place in and around the city of Houston. It should have to have my stamp of approval. I'm gonna let you know this appears to be at first glance, because I literally just walked in the door. Appears to be a place that should know how to boil some bugs. There's no doubt about it.
What gives that off?
Well, I mean, it's low lit. There's a lot of, there's a lot of cold beer being consumed at 2 o'clock, and it just strikes me as a crew that gets down and dirty.
I look at this gentleman right here who looks like he's running the spot.
Yeah,
he looked like he gonna have good crawfish. He looked like he gonna have good crawfish.
He stood around a pot or two and boiled some bugs and sweated like you would never believe. So I would imagine they're pretty damn good.
But as he said, whenever you're ready, and yes, we'll do it, and you should come on out and do your thing again. As we said earlier on the crosstalk, come on out again. We are here live at Star Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy, and you got a chance not only to come out and hang with us.
What leg is this?
This is 7, baby.
7 already?
7 stop, baby. Whew. Not only you got a chance, by the way, it looks like
time.
Kyle Tucker has just hit a triple if you're scoring at home for the Cubs on the TV screen right now. Just slid into third base. Could have used that.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
I know. I just wanted to throw that out there if you wanted to watch Kyle Tucker tonight. He just hit himself a triple for the Cubs, so there's that. But come on out here again. You got a chance to win a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. We're going to do one once an hour. Once an hour. So that's 4 opportunities to win. All you got to do is come on up like this gentleman is right here and sign your name, put it in a raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. Also, as you see our guy Shay there holding that up, you can have a chance to be our grand prize winner. Enter in right now, and you can win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and win Budweiser or Bud Light free for a year. All you got to do is hit that. Yeah, you go ahead. I don't know why y'all playing. There we go. They start marching after that $500. That $500, I'm telling you.
$500 in free beer for a year? Yeah, yeah. I'm in on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Just yeah. Go ahead. Just hit that up. There you go. Should be a line up here.
Yeah.
But do your thing. So it should be good. Hey, Tyler, you good, baby?
Yes, sir. Ready to rock on Friday.
There we go. There we go. 2-7 in the building. Make sure, man. Last time I left you, I thought Tyler was going to embrace me with a huge hug on the way. I got to say that, man. Tyler, you know, Tyler does make me feel bad. I don't want to admit it, but like Tyler, it never fails. I don't know if at one point I thought it was on purpose, but now I just think it's natural for him, Clint. Tyler really like makes me talk to myself on my way out from leaving him. I mean, he has a legit look of sadness,
yeah,
like pain. Like it's
doesn't want the night to end,
like,
man.
There have been times I've gotten to the door or gotten to the car to the parking lot and said, "All right, well maybe I can go 30 more minutes."
I like hanging with the bros, man.
I got up in that seat. I said, "All right, but I'm gonna head out, man." He said, "Really?"
Hey, Tyler's one of them buddies. Everybody's got to work shift work. I got a buddy back in Baytown. It's like, hey man, I got Byron till midnight. Y'all got him till 4 a.m.
and listen, it don't matter how many Tyler's had. Tyler, he can sense it too. He can sense it coming. And the reason why I know he can sense it coming is because probably within 20 minutes of the time I know I'm going to leave, hey man, I'm going to get another one. You want one?
He's trying to get up on that.
And comes back with two.
To make you stay.
Thought I was being slick with it.
Every time, within 20 minutes of the time I'm about to leave, it's like he's in my head. Like some of the times he didn't know what time I was going to leave, but he could feel it. He could sense it.
I love to have a good time with the boys.
I'll never forget that time. I don't remember where we were, but I mean, it was about time. Things kind of not winding down, but it was getting later in the evening. And next thing you know, he shows up with a tray of shots.
Yeah.
I said, whoa. We're supposed to be turning it in, boys. We're supposed to be turning it in. He's trying to turn it up.
Your ass ain't going nowhere. No. Stay your ass right out here. All right. But a good time to be had. Come on out as we'll be here till 6 o'clock.
That's right.
All right, Clint. This is there's a lot of places we can go, but I want to start here with this report from the Rockets. Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. NBC, who's about to get the NBA. They said this: the Houston Rockets, Clint, I don't know how you feel about this, would be open to moving Alperen Şengün in a Giannis trade.
No,
they're open. The Rockets are open to moving him in a trade. But then he goes on to discuss the potential of a deal being done between the Rockets and the Bucks. And I think you would love this. And listeners, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. He said Houston would be open to trading Şengün, league sources told NBC Sports, but the Bucks might be higher on a Jalen Green-based trade package, depending on how they rate Jalen Green. It would be potentially
Packing.
Tyler said, get on out there. Come on, man. Get that 7, 8, 9 points out here in the playoffs. But it would be Jalen Green. Jabari Smith Jr. is also likely to be a part of any deal. And the Rockets have a lot of future first-round picks that they could move from Brooklyn and Phoenix in those deals they made earlier, or a couple of years ago. That could be a part of the trade as well. It also could take a third team, but it is doable. So the thought there is Şengün is something that the Rockets are open to moving with the Giannis trade, but it seems like the Bucks, they would be in the Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, and picks deal. Like, first, the Şengün one. First one, what's your thought? Because I know you may be higher. I think you've even said you would have Şengün and Amen Thompson maybe as your guys that you got to, it's got to be a blow away deal.
Well, it's just got, you better have a good plan on the backside of it, because it changes everything that you've built. It not just the core, but it changes everything, your identity that you've built. I mean, it just looks totally different if you move two key pieces, right? I don't like moving Şengün at all. I mean the young all-star that is
22,
obviously got a level of dog in him that that not everybody on the team does. So I would prefer keeping Shingun and moving Jalen. Now I hate to see Jabari go, but if he's got to be part of that deal with the picks, that's fine. It sounds like it's obviously with Shingun, you would keep a lot of the picks and be able to make other moves, I'm assuming, with those picks if you need to. I would rather move Jalen Green, the picks, and make Jabari a part of it rather than move Shingun.
I mean, I know Tyler slid in and hit him with the very disrespectful, let's get him packing.
Yeah.
But.
No, I'm with him.
I don't know what would hold up. Jabari Smith, I love Jabari Smith, and I think Jabari Smith has a chance to be a really, really high-end role player. Right, a guy with size, 6'10", yeah, that can shoot really well. I don't think we've seen the best of him. I don't think, now some may disagree. Hell, I was at the barbershop last week. I mean, going at it with guys last Saturday about Jabari Smith just not given a chance that he could be as good as Jalen Green, a one or a two in this league. I don't know about that. I don't know that I get there. But I do look at him and think, man, you got a 6'10 guy that can shoot and can defend, can block shots. There's a lot of versatile things you could do with him, can guard multiple positions in today's NBA. But
I mean, he's a starting caliber player, and he's got a high ceiling. I don't know how high, but he's got a high ceiling. So, yeah.
I would roll on that move. My only thing is, I just never really entertained the thought of, all right, if they're going to do a deal with the Bucks, that the Bucks would rather have Green than Shingun, especially losing Giannis. They would rather do that. So I've never really looked at that. All my thought was like, man, I don't see that being the thought, but I don't know how I feel about Giannis and Shingun playing together. But I think, like, I've not really thought about that, but I'm opening this up to the people as well. Your thoughts, do you think that can work? Shingun and Giannis, I mean, obviously you know it could work, but do you think it could work well enough for you to have a chance at winning big? Giannis and Shingun on the inside.
You still got the same problem that you don't have any shooters.
Yeah. And neither one of them bring that unless Shingun really.
And you would give away Jabari and Jalen, two guys, one that's definitely a shooter and another guy that's inconsistent, but you would hope would develop into at least a spot-up shooter in Jalen Green at the very least. So, yeah, you're giving up two of your hopeful shooters moving forward to getting. So, I'm not hell-bent on Giannis. I'm not. I mean, it'd be fine because obviously he's one of the best players in the league. He's an MVP. He's got a title. I mean, I get it, but I'm not hell-bent on Giannis simply because I really don't know what offensively they would do.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we know it can work. You know, at some point they were running him and Steven Adams out there together. Mm-hmm. And that arguably was the best lineup they had in the postseason against the Warriors. So and obviously Giannis is far better player than Steven Adams. So it could work, but I don't know how much it works because, like you said, he's probably a worse shooter than Shingun is, right? And the spacing there, you would have to surround them with three dudes that are at least two that are knocked down.
Absolutely.
I'm talking probably
Absolutely.
Better than Dylan Brooks. Like, you got to surround them, and maybe Reed Shepard is one of them. Not sure. Like you said, Jabari would fit a lot better with that. Then, you know, but you've got to apply shooting around that. I don't want to dismiss it though, because I think those are two really smart basketball players, and Udoka can figure something out. But it's just hard to kind of envision what those two look like on the interior playing together.
Yeah.
That's the part for me. But you obviously, no matter what, you got to bang out shooting like that. That's something you gotta rope around. But you got a chance to get one of the top three players in the game. That's something you definitely have to look at. I am just surprised that the Rockets are the ones pushing the Shingun thing. Like, they're the ones open to kind of get rid of him.
Well, like I said, I would not part ways with Shingun, but if you do and you get Giannis and you keep all the guys that we mentioned,
I mean,
you got Tari Eason that can knock him down. You got Jabari that can knock him down. Jalen, you would hope, could knock him down. You got Fred VanVleet, which just, I mean, was dead eye in the playoffs in the critical moments, came up big in monster games. I mean, you got some guys around him, and you still have some of that length as well with Jabari. That would probably make more sense to pair with Giannis, but Boy, that, it would it better work.
I'll be honest. It seems the reports we're hearing. It seems like he may be their top target.
Yeah.
Well, we're hearing it seems like he may be their top target. And then at that point, it is intriguing to see what would be the next moves if they were able to pull that off, because it can't stop there. I heard Luke say that earlier in the loop. Like, it can't be, oh, or we just added Giannis, and that's it. Like, there's obviously, you got to do things to offset that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Going on. All right, as we're continuing live here on our seventh stop on the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, come on out to Stars Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be here from 2 to 6 hanging out, and you can get the bugs, you can get the beer, you can win prizes. Come on out. I know this is a great spot to start your Friday. TVs all over the place, a strong mural of all the Houston sports arenas and things like that. It's an awesome spot. You can play a little pool in the back. They got buckets of beer. It's a good time to be had out here. By the way, Tyler, have you decided now? You've had a day to look here on the schedule. Have you decided your road game yet? Have you made this call yet on where you're going?
No, no final answer yet. But I think I got it down to two.
What's the top two?
And keep in mind, there is actually, I guess, three, because I'm going to be eyeballing that Chiefs game and maybe getting up there with you, Ron.
You're not going in December. You're scared.
No, it's my birthday month. I feel extra horny in December.
My birthday month.
that's not a more real statement he's made. That I feel extra horny in December. Go ahead.
But, yeah, outside of that, I'm going to be eyeballing that Chiefs game. But I think got it down to two that I'm really thinking on, and that would be that first game in L.A. against the Rams,
okay,
or that Seattle Seahawks Monday night game up in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm wondering, should he go? So, because obviously the curse is still alive. And I will be honest, like, if you went to Baltimore, I don't think people would be pushing the curse. but there's some other places that, Tyler, if you go, like maybe Seattle, that's one. I don't know about the Rams. That might be a tough one. Definitely Seattle. If you go.
And they lost.
And they lost, like, at some point, you can't fight it. At some point, you just have to.
I thought we were there after Carolina, but I guess time heals all wounds, right?
Yeah, I thought maybe when you pair up Carolina and the absolute throttling that the Vikings put forth on him.
Oh, yeah.
When he went out there.
Oh, that's right. We're 2 years removed from Carolina, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
First quarter.
Remember, he went to Denver the first year. And they lost a tight one to Denver, and then he went to Carolina. That's the one. That's the one where you got to check up. Like
I did.
And then it wasn't even tight. And by the way, if you remember going into the Minnesota game, like the Vikings, we didn't look at the Vikings as what they ultimately became—a 14-3 team that had a chance to win to be the number one seed. We're looking at the Vikings like a team that, oh, the Texans should be able to handle the Vikings. Yeah. I mean, they got Jonathan Greenard, and you know,
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, we took it. and they just, I mean, it was not close at all.
They took Blake Cashman and Jonathan Grenard and Sam Darnold and put a whooping on us.
Did Blake get a pick or something, or ran one back or something? Jonathan couldn't be stopped.
They both contributed.
Right? That was a wild game. There was a meltdown on the offensive line with penalties there in about the second or third quarter where Titus and Laramie lost their mind.
Oh, yeah, 17 false starts in a row. That was awesome.
I bet that's how you saw it.
I'm jonesing.
You need it. You feeling it?
I'm jonesing.
I hadn't seen the first ones come out yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.